This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. A lot of us have been hearing about OpenAI's new AI video generator app, Sora. And it is really creating some incredible deepfakes. We wanted to talk more about it with CNET AI reporter Caitlin Shadrawy. Good morning, Caitlin. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First off, what do we need to know about Sora?
Sora is the sister app to ChatGPT. It's made by the same parent company, OpenAI. Sora is a social media app. It feels a lot like you're scrolling TikTok, but there's a big catch. Nothing you see on the Sora app is real. Every video is AI generated. And the Sora model has been upgraded, and these videos are very realistic, and they come with sound. And its most popular feature is the ability to create AI videos of pretty much any Sora user that lets you use their likeness.
Wow. So what kind of videos are you seeing on this platform right now?
Sora is kind of an AI deepfake fever dream, in my opinion. There are a lot of different kinds of videos. You have your usual roundup of just weird memes that are funny. There's also a number of celebrities that are on the platform. Mark Cuban, for example, is one of the biggest celebrities on Sora, and he allows people to use his likeness. So there's a number of videos featuring Cuban on the app.
I'm wondering pros and cons of this and what you feel might be some of the risks.
Sora definitely comes with some risks. There's definitely no doubt about that. The biggest risk is that these Sora videos are so realistic looking that if you take them off of the platform, it might be really hard for people to immediately understand that the video is not real and that it was generated by AI. There are a couple of things that OpenAI has done to sort of help people with that. The biggest is that they include a little watermark on every video. There's a cloud icon that bounces around the edge of the screen. So if you see that cloud icon, that's an immediate sign that the video you're looking at was generated by AI and not created by a real person. But there are a number of concerns that these watermarks are very easy to remove and that, frankly, people just don't pay that close enough attention to those watermarks that are moving around. So there's a concern that this low-quality AI-generated content is flooding our feeds. You might have heard it referred to as AI slop.
How many individuals right now are using this platform, do we know?
So we do have some early numbers. We know that when Sora initially released, in September, the iOS app for iPhone users was downloaded over a million times in less than 5 days. The Android version of the app just released a couple of days ago, and we're seeing early reports that the Android app also had a blockbuster opening week. Early numbers suggest that nearly 500,000 people with Android devices have downloaded the app. So clearly Sora's popularity is uncontested in terms of AI video generators. There are other AI video generators that are popular, but the social media aspect of Sora does seem to be really drawing people in.
We recently did some stories here about how AI is being used to create sexual content, sometimes some of it violent or, you know, victimizing minors. Is there any concern yet in this platform that people are seeing that type of material?
Yeah, the creation of potentially abusive and illegal content is one of the primary concerns of, I would say, anybody who's in the AI industry. It's certainly a concern of the AI companies making these generators, which is why they have guardrails in place to try and prevent that. But we know these systems aren't perfect and that there are ways for bad actors to get around them. So that's why there is a lot of research also being done in this area and a lot of advocacy to sort of push for different methods to try and prevent that from happening.
How does this compare to other platforms? For example, we've heard a lot about Google's new AI video generator.
Yeah, Google's Veo 3 was one of the biggest AI video generators of this year. Veo 3 came out in this spring. They dropped it at their I.O. developers conference. And it was also a blockbuster in its own right because it was the first major AI video model from a big tech company to include sound. And for us as users, that might seem kind of obvious. We don't want to watch videos without sound, right? But for these AI companies behind the scenes, the ability to create audio and synchronize it to a video is actually a very complex task. So Google was really the first to grab that crown. Sora also is able to do that. So they're often compared to each other a lot. I've used both Veo 3 and Sora quite extensively in my time as an AI reporter, and they are very good at what they claim to do. So when people ask me whether they should use Veo 3 or Sora, the first thing I tell them is, well, if you're paying for Gemini or you're paying for ChatGPT, just use the one you're already paying for. You don't need another subscription to pay for when both of these models are really excelling at what they say they're able to do. However, I do think Sora has a little bit of an edge over Veo 3, but I think that could really change over time, especially as these models are upgraded in the future.
Caitlin, I'm really curious too about the whole data center question and how much energy that these types of video generators consume.
Yeah, absolutely. Energy usage for AI is a really big area of concern for people. So just to back up a step, these AI data centers are cropping up all over the U.S., and they're not just for video. They power all manner of generative AI models, including chatbots and image generators. And they're the ones that are processing your requests when you're asking Sora to create a video. So we've seen a lot of interest in the amount of energy usage that AI requires. So we are just beginning to see some research in this area. One study that I can share with you is a recent study from Hugging Face that found that video is much more costly in terms of energy spent compared to image and text generation. The study found that video diffusion is 30 times more costly than image generation and 2,000 times more costly than text. So to put that another way, when you create a single AI video, you use approximately 90 watt hours of energy compared to 2.9 watt hours for image and less than one for text generation. So the AI energy usage is definitely something that we're going to have to keep an eye on, especially as AI video tools like Sora remain popular and become more accessible.
That is CNET AI reporter Caitlin Shadrawy. Caitlin, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.